If I was to tell you that a rock appeared in this room that I'm filming in, from nothing, you would say that I am not a valid source of information, that I've bought into a lie. Well, that's exactly what atheism is. It's the idea that everything could have appeared from nothing with no God. That is a belief in magic. That's mysticism and sorcery. That is not science. And so I've actually asked certain atheists, would you become a Christian if Christianity were true? And they will say no. And that shows us that they're more about emotions. They're more about feelings and experiences instead of demonstrated fact. Look, if you're an atheist, there's no way to determine what's right and wrong. And so everything is based on feelings. Remember, it's about a feeling rather than what fact is and what science has shown us and the things that we can know for sure. It's more about emotions. And so we're left with emotional experiences and just feelings that would tell us what to do if there is no God. And a lot of people are going to have a lot of different feelings. And so it's going to be nothing but chaos if we take an atheistic perspective of the origin of the universe and of our existence. And one thing we need to understand is that atheists actually have the worst statistics in the world for doing some of the most reprehensible things known to man. They lead the world in school shootings. Now keep in mind, they only make up a small percentage of the population, yet they lead the world in school shootings. That means there's a correlation between atheism and school shootings. Denying God, denying reality, and going and shooting up innocent people. Atheists also lead the world in drug abuse. Drugs put you into a fantasy land, yet they'll declare that we're living in fantasy land as Christians. But look, if your demographic is leading the world in drug abuse, you're leading the world in living in a fantasy, in this euphoria where you're seeing things that don't even exist because you're in such a mind-altered state. Yeah, that's not good. You don't want to be associated with that. Atheists also lead the world in suicide. And that's a very sad thing. That's why I don't want you to be one anymore if you are one. So if you are poisoning people's minds and telling them there's no creator, magic is real. We appeared from nothing, just like a rock appeared out of nowhere. Whole universe just appeared out of nowhere, folks. When you get somebody to believe a big lie like that, that actually does affect their understanding of the world. People are so confused today, and you'll find that many will act like animals. And the reason they act like animals is because they believe we are animals. Atheists also lead the world in drunkenness. Drunkenness puts you into fantasy land. It is a poison-induced experience that you get from drinking alcohol and putting a poisonous substance into your body. Let me tell you, people often say that the devil does not exist, yet they do things that really can only be explained by the intervention of Satan on this earth. How do you get all these terrible things that happen? How do you get all these horrible people that exist that go and trick other people? How does that happen? The existence of Satan perfectly explains why this happens. You don't want to be proud to be an atheist, because it's nothing to be proud of. In fact, like I said, you're joining a group of people that leads the world in the most reprehensible acts that have ever been known to man. And some of you atheists out there will say that Christians are hypocritical. I can't be a Christian because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Hypocrisy isn't even wrong if there's no God. So you can't even have a moral argument in this case because there's no objective morality to begin with. And then number two, just because certain Christians fail to live the Bible doesn't mean that the Bible isn't true. If I played Claire de Lune on the piano and I messed it up, does that mean that the author of Claire de Lune was a bad artist? No. Us Christians are fallible people, but we're trying to follow an infallible book. We are imperfect. We have fallen short of God's grace, but we are trying to follow a perfect Redeemer, a perfect Savior. We are finite creatures as humans, but God is infinite. He is so far beyond us in understanding. On the origin of life, we win. Christianity comes out on top, but they will mock the virgin birth, say, oh, how could a virgin conceive? Atheists believe that rocks conceived life. You can look it up. You can type in online. Just type in these words, "You owe your life to rock." Brings up a paper that explains why secular humanism is a valid explanation and we descended from minerals that were eroded from rocks. Some will mock the idea that God created man from the dust of the ground, yet they believe that lightning sparked life into existence, just like Frankenstein, just like science fiction, that lightning could create life, something that destroys life. Sparked life into existence? Are you kidding me? And I've also heard them say that it's ridiculous that Jesus could have risen from the dead. How could you believe that as Christians? You're crazy. Look, they think every living organism descended from dead material. Atheism teaches a bigger resurrection on a larger scale than Christianity. I believe Jesus could have died and resurrected from the dead because he is God. But they believe every living organism descended from dead material, that unconsciousness produced consciousness, that non-life brought life into existence. It gets more and more and more wild. My friend, do not be tricked into thinking that atheism is even a plausible explanation. Christianity is the only plausible explanation. And anybody who tells you that spontaneous generation, or biogenesis as they like to call it, is a possibility, they're lying to your face. Don't buy into it. Here on YouTube, many people accuse me of being a charlatan, that I'm in this for money, and that I just want to get rich. Let me tell you something. Creationism and preaching the Bible, the gospel of Christ, those things will not make you rich. You will not get any tax dollars. You'll not get any government funding. But if I came out as an atheist tomorrow, I could make millions of dollars by telling people to believe in magic, that the world poofed into existence from nothing, and I could make a lot of money because I'd be tickling a lot of people's ears, making a lot of people feel good, because here I am, a former Christian that turned atheist, and I became a free thinker and just started deceiving people for money. I'm not going to do that. Look, I actually work a full-time job to support my family. We're a single-income family. I don't make really any money here on YouTube. Once in a while, somebody will donate to help with certain things, and thankfully that has helped. We've purchased a few pieces of equipment, and we're trying our best to reach people. My wife and I decided that no matter what the cost, we're going to try our best, even with limited resources, to fight the forces of evil and to better humanity and to help people grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether that costs us everything, we are willing to give everything to see souls saved, lives changed, people come to know Jesus as their Savior, so that we lower suicide rates in America. We can lower drug and alcohol abuse rates by telling people there's hope in the Savior, and there's hope in living moral and righteous lives, and that there is an objective standard of righteousness, and that this idea that we descended from slime and fish and primates was a lie, and that the idea that God created us out of the dust of the ground is what makes rational sense. This other stuff is nothing but conjecture. And the atheist YouTubers who promote it, many of them know better, which is a shame. But they still will hate on others and hate on God so much. God has extended his loving hands of mercy, his holy hands, to them to try to reach them. And I've heard atheists constantly say, if there is a God, he's going to let me into heaven because I haven't done anything too bad, or I'm a good person, I've helped an old lady across the street. That's what every single false religion says. They all say that if you're good enough, if you're a good person, you're going to go to heaven. That's the religion of Cain. The faith of Abel, the faith of the Bible, is that we receive forgiveness, not by trusting our own goodness and being arrogant, thinking that turning over a new leaf is going to get us to heaven. The Bible tells us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But the Bible also says that the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Don't be foolish. Be rational. The Bible says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. I'm all about reason. And I just want to say that I've been in the debate ring with certain of these folks. And these discussions, you can view them on the channel if you'd like, but they always come up short to explain almost everything. They're very lost and they need the Lord, and they need to humble themselves and realize that they don't know it all. I don't know it all either. I'm still learning every single day, but I know that we all need to grow based on a strong foundation, and that strong foundation is God.